Level 3 in Building C of the Georgia Rural Congress Center is on its way to becoming a mini business town and finance park. There will even be a mayor of BizTown. Businesses like Wells Fargo will be involved. Area President Chad Gregory says the banking giant is thrilled to be more than just a major financial sponsor.
So actually we have meetings coming up over the next week to outline a calendar throughout the entire year of going into the classroom, educating the students, and to make sure Wells Fargo and our team members are committed to financial education.
Wells Fargo will also have a mini bank in the biz town. Rodney Bullard is the executive director of the Chick-fil-A Foundation. He says this financial literacy center is much more than just a business education model.
You know, we talk about it takes a village to assist children and to raise children, and we want to be a part of the leadership of this city, continue to be a part of the leadership of this city. In a very evident way.
Beginning in the fall semester, the Atlanta Public Schools, DeKalb, and Fulton County will integrate junior achievements, financial literacy, and work readiness education into a core curriculum for middle school students. As he stood before the corporate sponsors and educators, Atlanta City Councilman Ivory Young Jr. praised those coming together to provide a much-needed student opportunity.
So that we can open the minds of these young people to see their potential, to see the opportunity that exists beyond the walls. And believe me, there are walls around all of so many of the neighborhoods that I represent because they don't even walk across the street. They're so focused on just living.
Seventh grader Nicholas Delport attends Sutton Middle School. He hopes to be a CEO one day and is looking forward to being a part of the program. He also has a message for his friends.
It's a great opportunity for a bunch of future students coming to BizTown and Finance Park. I think it's a great opportunity for them to learn about business and their future.
Rose Scott, WABE News.